All the content you hear in this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license.
Brother, you've learned well. You're expert at Wu-Tang.
Yulin, you had to suffer a lot. Otherwise, you'd never have mastered Qin Kang and the Wu-Tang sword skills.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Let's start the show. Welcome back to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. This is Miguel, your host. This is episode 6. This is my second episode 6 because I can't find my first episode 6. I don't know what happened, man. Messed up. So anyway, this is episode 6.2, I guess, whatever. A couple of things I wanted to discuss in this episode. How to invest your time, and do you invest your time? And the different things, types of things that you can invest your time in. One of the things that I like to use as an example or a metaphor for time is like a pizza pie. You know, let's say pizza has 8 slices. So you might invest 1 slice in your education, the other in your career, the other in your studies, the other in sports and recreation. You know, however you're going to split it up. But some, you know, when naturally when you're going to get a slice from a place, you're always going to get one big old slice. And, you know, like it's like how people put their priorities. It's the same thing, you know. So try to make sure whatever that big old slice that you're investing a lot of your time in is going to be something that's going to benefit you. Always. Okay, whether short term or long term. And I'll tell you, most of your investments that you're going to get, especially as a younger person, most of the return that you're going to get on your investment is going to be down the road in the future. Because believe it or not, you can get a guy without a college degree or an experience, a lot of college experience or education, anything like that, but knows how to bullshit, that knows how to talk, that knows about different subjects, you know, that goes on the news and reads a lot of different things and knows how to maintain a conversation, you know, that has a lot of value today. It's an art form that you don't see as much anymore. Like, as a salesperson, let's say, when I reach out and I'll talk to a potential client, you know, I try to read them right away within those first 10 seconds. His character, you know, the type of person that he is, so that I can know how to better approach and sell him. But it's a lost art, and it's very important that, you know, it's like I said, it's not just schooling, it's different things that one can learn. And it's important to be aware of these different disciplines, you know, and yeah, you know, like I said, you can get a person without a lot of college experience, but they have a good ability to be persuasive when they speak, you know, and they can speak well in front of people. That has a lot of value these days, and that's actually that's a lost art. A lot of people now, when they speak, it's more from a self-centered standpoint and what's in it for them or what their feelings are, but they don't really share in a way for communal experience or benefit of everyone, but more from their own viewpoint. So I strayed off there for a second. I digressed. What you want to do is you want to establish a pattern of learning things that are going to benefit you, okay? So kind of cross out video games for the most part, unless you're one of those few dudes, I guess it's called Twist or Twitch or one of them that you get paid on. I don't know. I don't know about that stuff, gaming. But very few people get paid for doing that.
So what you're going to invest your time in is going to be like spirituality, things that are going to benefit your living standard, your career type stuff. Maybe shoot hoops, you know, or go to the gym or run or do something that benefits you that way too. But that's going to be one of the slices of the pizza. Okay? But just remember that, you know, as you go through life, what you're doing is investing your time. And saying that I like to say a lot is when you put your head on the pillow at night to sleep, you want to think to yourself, what did I do from the last time I put my head on this pillow to benefit myself? In whatever way, even if that benefit myself was just I did nothing and I was a bum all day, but it was great because I just rested. Trust me, I have days that there'll be 2 or 3 days I'll just bum. It doesn't happen a lot, but I'll just bum for 2 or 3 days and do nothing. Then you got to spring back. Because then you fall into a pattern of failure. So you have to be observant of that. One analogy I like in the Book of Five Rings, he talks about the wood. But it's a metaphor for people and a metaphor for everything. So like they talk about type of wood that doesn't look good but is strong. It can be used for supports and can be used for the members of the house. And the other wood that it might not be as strong, but you know, has no knots in it, and very clear looking, can be used on as the face and the edge, corners and the visible parts of the innards of the room and the mantles. So evaluations of men, he said that one of the lower parts could be used as scaffolding, and then the lowest could be used for tinder, you know, for burning. So you know, grading it like that. But I mean, there's different evaluations that you can make in life on anything with that, you know, again, return on investment, or as I say, point of diminishing return. You know, you want to look at things in that light a lot of times. You know, a lot of times people don't. They, you know, when you're sitting there and you're on whatever application there is there, Instagram or something like that, putting whiskers on something, whatever. Whiskers, bunny ears. I can't figure that shit out, man, as an adult, to be honest with you. But you're putting bunny ears on or something, and you're doing it for a few hours. What are you getting out of that, man? What is your return on that? You know, what value are you getting out of that? And what, what's the word I'm looking for? What, there's no benefit there for you, so it's just a waste of time. That's not even a diminishing return. That's like zero return just from the beginning. You're just throwing time away at that point. A little bit, you know, just to get away and get your mind away and decompress a little bit. You know, have a hobby is fine. Different things is cool, but you just don't want to waste time. That's how you invest it. It's very important. Let's see here. It's important that you connect with nature, you know, walk in the park, do things, you know, like if there's a park by you with a lake, just walk around there, be part of it, you know. I have a dog, I have a black lab, so I walk my lab around the lake, and it's kind of cool because we both enjoy it. I get a kick out of it, and, you know, it's pretty cool. Like, I'm not supposed to let her go, but she's so well trained, like, she kind of sticks by me. Doesn't go far, fell out of go. She's right there. She's awesome. She's really, really awesome. But, yeah, get into the park and commune with nature, you know, and walk around. Like I said, if you have a dog, take your dog out and enjoy nature and walk around and see what's going on around you and your surroundings. There's a lake, streams, forest, woods, whatever. Even if it's a little strip where there's some woods, walk through and feel nature and, you know, like after a rain, you know, and when the rain stops and it kind of, the earth is absorbing fullness, you know, of nature, you know, like just get out there, the abundance, you can feel it in the air, you know, the humidity of the trees, and just, it's great, man. And it sounds kind of crazy, kooky, but, you know, you have to be in tune with that stuff. Try to be anyway, you know. Definitely all has an effect on us. Sunlight is a big deal, you know. You want to get out and absorb, I guess it's vitamin D it's called, but it benefits, man. That sun is healing when it hits you. And you soak it up. It's really, really good for you, man. You don't want to overdo it these days, but it's good for you, you know. And try to walk in nature and observe, you know. Observe, see what's going on. Think, you know, like I said, meditate, focus on your breathing. It's really, really important. You know what? This is right around where I'm going to cut it off again. I don't want to be too long. I'm going to come back shortly with another podcast. They're going to get longer or shorter, who knows. But I'm feeling more comfortable with this medium and learning this audacity. It's getting a little bit better. Like I said, when I started this one, I had recorded episode 6, but I can't find it. It wasn't that good anyway, I think. I think I rambled too long. But this one is episode 6.2. Okay? So, thank you for listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My name is Miguel, episode 6. This is episode 6. The email is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. I'd like to hear your comments, thoughts, recommendations for show topics. Okay, and again, thank you for your time. Namaste.